This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Both houses of parliament were adjourned today following repeated disruptions by opposition members over several issues, including the alleged NEET paper leak. The Lok Sabha and the Raj Sabha each witnessed three adjournments due to opposition's uproar. When both houses reassembled at 2 p.m. after the second adjournment, opposition members resumed their protests over the NEET issue. Amid the continued uproar, the chairs adjourned Lok Sabha and the Raj Sabha for the day. The National Democratic Alliance NDA parliamentary party meeting, now known as Mangal Milan, was held in Parliament House today. During the meeting, the NDA alliance partners passed a congratulatory motion honouring Prime Minister Narendra Modi for becoming the longest-serving elected Prime Minister of India. Talking to media, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said during the meeting, Prime Minister Modi called for coordinated efforts by all stakeholders to prevent paper leaks in future examinations across the country. He said Mr. Modi reiterated the government's commitment to ensuring strict action against those involved in examination paper leaks.
As soon as reports of paper leak emerged, the government took swift action. 13 individuals were arrested and sent to jail. To ensure that the future of students was not affected, the NEET re-examination was conducted on priority and the results were declared in a timely manner. Strict measures have also been put in place to prevent such incidents from recurring.
Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda today visited Dr. Ram Manohar Lohia Hospital in New Delhi and held a meeting with the doctors at the hospital. He also reviewed the condition of those injured during yesterday's protest in the national capital over the alleged exam paper leak of NEET UG 2026. Mr. Nadda also visited Lady Harding Medical College and Hospital and met the injured protesters who are admitted there. The Delhi High Court has ordered immediate shifting of activist Sonam Wangchuk from Safdarjung Hospital here to Medanta Hospital in Gurugram. A bench comprising Chief Justice D.K. Upadhyay and Justice Tejas Karia passed the order while hearing a plea filed by Wangchuk's wife Gitanjali Angma. The Madhya Pradesh Assembly has passed the Uniform Civil Code UCC bill today. The bill was passed on the second day of the monsoon session of the State Assembly amid uproar by opposition parties. The bill will now be sent to the governor for approval. Once the governor gives the nod, UCC will come into force in Madhya Pradesh. President Draupadi Murmu today said India and North Macedonia have reaffirmed their deep and friendly ties based on shared democratic values and mutual respect, addressing the media in Skopje. After talks with President Gordana Silnovska-Davkova, President Murmu said both sides review the entire spectrum of bilateral cooperation and exchange views on regional and global issues.
आर्थिक सहयोग हमारे द्विपक्षीय संबंधों का एक अत्यंत महत्वपूर्ण स्तंभ है हम अपने द्विपक्षीय व्यापार को दोगुना करने पर भी सहमत हुए हमने आईटी कृषि फूड प्रोसेसिंग फार्मास्यूटिकल्स टेक्सटाइल्स तथा टूरिज्म हॉस्पिटैलिटी और फिल्म मेकिंग सहित प्रमुख क्षेत्रों में सहयोग पर चर्चा हम स्वास्थ्य सेवा में सहयोग पर अपने द्विपक्षीय अग्रीमेंट को भी रिन्यूअल कर रहे हैं
In Sikkim, 11 bodies have been recovered so far as rescue measures have been intensified to evacuate people trapped inside the under-construction tunnel of the NHPC Teesta Stage 6 hydroelectric project at Samardang in Namche district. The senior superintendent of police of Namche district informed that at least 25 people are trapped inside the tunnel, which collapsed likely due to landslides yesterday. Rescue operation is underway. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief over the loss of lives in Sikkim. Prime Minister Modi spoke to Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang Gole and assured all assistance. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall with isolated extremely heavy rainfall over Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh for today. IMD has also issued orange colour warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Punjab, Uttar Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Bihar, East Madhya Pradesh, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra and parts of Northeast India for the day. And in China Open Badminton, India's HS Pranoy's campaign ended in the opening round after losing to Malaysia's Leong Jun Hao in Changzhou today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.